Ladies and gentlemen, just a brief word of housekeeping. Today is the last shiur on in Inyanei Bishul. I will have a bechina ready for you on Thursday, Amiras Hashem. People should take the bechina by Thursday midnight. That means before Friday. That's when people should take the bechina. And you take the bechina, you'll get credit for Bishul B'Shabbos. This does not mean that you'll be able to answer every single shayla that will come your way in Bishul B'Shabbos. What this does mean is that some of the basic issues regarding Bishul B'Shabbos, you should be able to answer. That's sort of the goal, to know some of the basics. As always, I enjoy the shiur. I hope you enjoy it as well. Yosef. The bechina mailed, if there's anyone in the shiur who I don't have your email for whatever the reason, please tell me and we will try to get it to you. And that's the assignment. It's really bechina Thursday. It should not be that difficult. Usually, the way I do bechinas is I ask, let's say, 10 out of 11, 10 out of 12 questions, which I have to answer. That's the yesod again. But if there's anyone who didn't officially like sign up for the shiur, just please email me so that I know to send you the bechina on Thursday. Okay, Rabosai, what we are up to today is kind of the lonely stepchild of Inyanei Bishul. Yosef, yeah.
What time does it start? What time should we start the beginning?
I hope to send the bechina out by noon. I might send it out the night before, Wednesday night, depending on, I tend to be a last minute type of person. But Emirat Hashem, you will have the bechina by noon and you'll have 12 hours to complete it before midnight. That's the basic idea. You might have it earlier than noon, but I want the bechina handed in by midnight on Thursday, midnight going into Friday. You're all confused.
Yeah, no, are you allowed to use any your notes for the beginner?
No notes. The Bechina is closed. Shulchan Aruch closed. Notes. Your mind is supposed to be open, but besides that, everything else is closed. Okay. Again, it should not be that difficult. If it is difficult, so it's difficult. You should pass. That's the idea. Okay. So what we're trying to do is the halachos of Hatmana, which to some extent is like the lonely stepchild of Inyanei Bishul. This appears in Perek Bamet Humnin. It doesn't appear in Perek Kira. The dinim over here are in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Nun Zayin and Reish Nun Ches. Like always, there's a wonderful summary of the Dinim in Rav Rimon's Sefer, which is kedai to go through. But just to kind of get a taste of Inyanim of Hatmana, so the Gemara in Daf Lamed Daled tells me that there are two different types of Hatmana. There is Hatmana on Shabbos and there's Hatmana Me'erev Shabbos. There are different gersaos, exactly what is going on in the sugya. But what emerges the poshut way is that hatmana on Erev Shabbos is usher by a dover hamosif hevel. Hatmana on Erev Shabbos is usher with stuff that adds heat. On Shabbos itself, hatmana is usher by a dover that's maimed hevel, if it retains the heat. The reason for this is because there are two separate reasons for the Isser of Hatmana. Hatmana on Erev Shabbos is also Gezeira Shema Yatmin Beremetz, that maybe the material that I will use for the Hatmana is Remetz, which is some sort of coals. And if I'll be Matmin Beremetz, I might be Mechata B'Gecholim. So Hatmana on Erev Shabbos is also Gezeira Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. Hatmana on Shabbos itself, which is also by Dover HaMaimed Hevel, is also Gezeira Shem Yartiach. I might boil the pot up. Effectively, the din of Hatmana is that I want the food hot. When you have somebody who wants the food hot, So the concern is that the person might, in a fit of like, I need food hot, might boil up the pot and then cover it. So out that gezera of Shema Yartiach, Chazal Asar Hatmana on Shabbos, even if it's Maimir Hevel, even if it's not Mosif Hevel. That's the din. Now the Mishnah, the beginning of Bameh Taimnin, the Mishnah tells me what are the Dvarim that are Mosif Hevel. So it says Gefes. Gefes is like the Psoles of Zesim. When you're in a olive press, it's like the junk that remains. Zevel, Melach, Chol, these are Dvarim that are Mosif Hevel. Now, how exactly these Dvarim that are Mosif Hevel was something I was not sure about when I first learned this with my Chavrusa, Rabbi Tanchum Cohen, years ago. So we spent time trying to figure out what Mosif Hevel means. So the answer probably today is easier to understand, which is something that people do because they try to be environmentally friendly, which was composting. Instead of taking your garbage and you throw it out, you have a compost pit. And there's a whole Torah about how you compost. And you have to put materials in the compost which are high in nitrogen. And there is green composting and brown composting. In case you could do a whole Google search, the same as I just did 5 minutes ago, to try to find out what compost is. But when you throw your garbage in the compost, your organic garbage in the compost, what happens is instead of just having garbage, you end up creating like a certain type of fertilizer. And the compost also becomes hot. You're supposed to flip your compost with like a fork at least once a week, and it mamish gets hot. And that's how the worms and whatever come and they take care of your garbage and mamish, shalom Yisrael. But the idea of composting, I think, is megala what Mosif Hevel means by hatmana. Because my compost pit actually becomes hot. And a lot of these things, and the gefes and the zevel and the melach, these are ingredients in your compost. And that's probably what the din is based on. That's the dvarim that are Mosif Hevel. But yehei mashi yehei, we do not really, we're not Mosif, we're not matmin b'davar Mosif Hevel. In our world of Washington Heights in the year 2022, I don't think any of you have ever taken zevel and put your pot into zevel on Shabbos, right? Everyone agree? It ain't done, right? So is there any issue of hatmana by a davar hamosif hevel that's also even may erev Shabbos? So to answer this question, you have to look in the Ran. The Ran on Chof Bey is Bedape Harif. The Ran has a machlokas between the Ramban on the one hand and the Rashban, the Rabbi Yonah on the other hand. The case is azoy. Let's say I have shehiya that is mutter. How is shehiya mutter? Either the food is meichel ben drusoy, or the food is mevushal kol tzarkai, mitzamek v'raloi, or you're doing the shehiya on top of a blech, but you have shehiya that's mutter. And you have hatmana, that would be hatmana, that's mutter and erev Shabbos, like a towel. A towel is not a davar that's meisif hevel. A towel might be maimed hevel, no? A towel doesn't add heat. So what happens over here? Do I say 0 + 0 = heter? The shehiyah's mutter, may erev Shabbos? The hatmana by davar ha-maimed hevel is mutter, may erev Shabbos? Or do I say that 0 + 0 = usher? Do I assume that it becomes usur? And the isur could be formulated in two separate ways. It could be formulated because in this case, I'm nervous that I might be mechata begecholim still. Just like we spoke about by hachazara versus shehiya. The hachazara, there's a more intense concern of shami yechata begecholim. Hatmana, there's a most serious concern, Shami Yechata Begecholim. So Ken Zayin, In this case, even though mitzah dine shechiyah, I'm not wearing shemichat b'gacholim, but because it's also a hatmana, maybe there's a concern of shemichat b'gacholim. Alternatively, and I think the alternative way is an easier way to say it. Alternatively, when I have a towel, so the etzem, the towel is mayim and hevel, it's not mosif hevel. But when I have a heat source underneath that towel, so now that towel itself becomes mosif hevel, no? It's like a hot towel. What makes a towel hot? The heating source underneath it. Yehei mashi yehei. The Ramban says that this is mutter. The Ramban says this is mutter. Yeah. The Rabbi Nuyayna and the Rosh say that it's aser. So lahalacha, what's the din? So we take our Shulchan Aruch. You want to know the din lahalacha, you take our Shulchan Aruch. So you read the end of Reish Nun Zayin. Reish Nun Zayin Se'ef Ches. Shteitin Mechaber. Afal pi shemotel ha-hashos keder aga bekira shiyesh b'gecholem. Al pi adzirachem shenis ba'aru b'simin Reish Nun Gimel. Even though there are ways of shehiyah that's mutter, like it says in Reish Nun Gimel, im hu mechusa b'vigodim, afal pi shemotel ha-hashos keder aga bekira shiyesh b'gecholem. Afal pi shemotel Mikol makay machmas eish shetach tehe mosif hevel. So therefore, it's going to be aser. Right, so the mechaber paskins that if I have a towel on top of a plato, I'll get to you in 1 second, Yosef. I have a towel on top of a plato or the light. So that is a concern of hatmana. In certain stores, they sell something called like a Shabbos cover. It says, well, cover Shabbos Kodesh, and you're supposed to cover your challah and the like. Rabbi Willig used to say, it's a chilul Shabbos cover. It's not a Shabbos cover. Because, lemaisa, right, we paskin, like the Rashba, like the Rabbi Nuyayna, that the Shehiyah, which is mutter, and the Hatmana, that's mutter, come together to create a din of Hatmana, that's asar. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Zayin Se'ef Ches. Yosef, you have a question?
Yes, please. How is that different from Toldo Sa'or?
How is it different than Toldo Sa'or? So again, so Toldo Sa'or, we're talking about actual Bishul, right? That's the Shaila by Toldo Sa'or in the Gemara. This is a case that where there's no real din of Bishul. Also, this is a case I started Me'erev Shabbos, so there's no din of Bishul, Toldo Sa'or, which is Aser. So I'm starting it on Shabbos itself. The issur in this case is out hatmana, not out shehiyah, not out bishul. It's an issur of hatmana because I'm wrapping my pot in a towel, and the towel and the pot is on a fire, so that's going to be asur. Now, although Shulchan Aruch says it's asur, there are minhagim in various Sfaradei Kehilos that they are makel on this shayla. If you look in the Sefer Shirat Hayam, that is used by guys who are preparing for Rabbi Nutzmicha, he quotes certain Sfaradei Shacharinim, I never heard of them, the Nesivei Am. The Nesivei Am says that the minhag is makel on this. Rav Rimon, in his Sefer, page 365, quotes that there are some kehilos that are mekel, like the Ramban, and probably this minhag existed before the Shulchan Aruch. Probably it's an old minhag that existed before the Shulchan Aruch, passing like the Rashba and the Rabbi Nuyayna. There's a minhag in certain communities to follow. There's a minhag in certain communities to follow this Ramban. Okay, that's the way it is. Now, Chacham Avadi Yosef says that there's a difference in this case between the way the Machlokes, Rashba and Rabbi Nuyayna versus the Ramban is, and the situation that we would have when I put it al gabe a plata. You see, the plata, like we spoke about yesterday, if it's a non-adjustable hot plate, that plata, there's no concern, Shema Yichate Begacholim. The Isser of Hatmonim Erev Shabbos is on Shema Yechat B'Gacholim. Chacham Avad Yosef says that if I have my Shabbos cover on top of a plata, so there's no issue of Shemichata, and therefore it should be mutter. However, this itself is not so pashut. We mentioned that when there's a din of Shema Yechata Begecholim, there is a kula called Toach Betet. Remember the kula of Toach Betet? Toach Betet meant that you mamish seal it up, so it's not shayach to go and be Mechata Begecholim. We spoke about how maybe removing the knobs is the equivalent of Toach Betet. Even if removing the knobs isn't the equivalent of Toach Betet, but taping it up with many layers so that it's really extremely difficult to access, so that would be the same as Toach Betet. The Mishnah Berura has a discussion in Reish Nun Zayin Seif Katim Mem Zayin. And the Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who are machmir on this shayla. There's a tshuva of the Maharshal who's machmir. V'yesh mekilim gambazeh out the din of toach betet. Right? Does toach betet help by a shayla of hatmana? That's really the shayla. Again, like we explained, hatmana is the most intense chash of Shemichata Begecholim. The greatest likelihood that I'll be Mechata is by Hatmana, because the whole reason I'm being Matmin is I want to maintain the heat of the food. If I want to maintain the heat of the food, so then there's more of a concern that I'm going to stoke the coals to keep it hot. So there are some, the Maharshal is Machmir. Yesh mekilim b'zeh. Mishnah Berurah quotes Reb Kiva Eger, the El Yerabba, their mekel. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shar HaTzion, interesting Mishnah Berurah, it's like paradigmatic. The Or Zaruah is also mekel, he says. V'hakarov elai, she'ilu ra'u ha-machmirim es divrei ha-Or Zaruah lo hayu machmirim. Right? That's a Mishnah Berurah. Right, had the Maharshal and those who are Machmir in the Shaila, had they seen the Ur Zeruah, they would not be Machmir at all. Okay, so that's already the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Mishnah Berurah. He is not convinced that you should be Mekel on this. He's not convinced that based on the Ur Zeruah, you should be Mekel. He says, if it's a makom shenahagu to do toach betit, so then leave them on their minhag. But on a fundamental level, he feels that tov lahachmir l'chatchila, etc. That's the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazanish, mitzayin litvisha ivra, the Chazanish tries to reinterpret the Or Zeruah. He says the Or Zeruah is not at all talking about this case when there are blankets covering something that adds a heat source, but it is the equivalent of Toach Betet, and therefore you can't be Machata. He says no, in the Or Zeruah's case, really Chitui is Shayach. It's just a little more difficult. So that's why he's Machmir. But B'Kitzur Masa, right, it's the Chazanish, sounds like, I should say it like this. I said backwards. In the Chazanish scenario, Chitui is not at all Shayach, but by us, I don't remember exactly what the Chazanish says the Or Zeruah, but because the Chazanish says that there's no Raya from the Or Zeruah, and therefore you should still be Machmir like the Maharshal, certainly be Machmir on this case of the heating source covered up by the towel on top by our fellow Shabbos cover. So are there any kulas over here? So there's a kula in the Shulchan Aruch that as follows. Shulchan Aruch writes that if I have Kol shehu beinyan she'ein habegodim nogim bekedera, afal pi sheish eish tachteha, kevan she'ein osa derech hatmana shari. If the towels, let's say, are not touching the pot, it's mutter. Therefore, if I put like a plate on top of the pot, and the towels drape down on top of the plate, so b'kahai gavna, the mechaber, even though he passes like the Rashba and the Rabbi Nuyona against the Ramban, the mechaber is going to be meko if there is a kli rachav she'enu nogeya betzidei hakedera v'nosan begodim also kli rachav mutter kevan shabegodim nesuna ela also kli rachav she'enu nogeya betzidei kedera she'enu nogeya betzidei kedera in kan hatmana. Right, so that's one svara to be meko. Thus, the din of hatmana is only when it's covered in a way that it touches the pot. If it's covered in a way that doesn't touch the pot, and we'll get back to this in a few minutes, if it's covered in a way that doesn't touch the pot, so then it's going to be permitted. That's the halacha. He doesn't say about how far the towel has to be from the pot to be mutter. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that we'll talk about a little bit later, says it has to be far enough away that it's not the normal way to be matzen. It has to be that, like, there's enough avir, there's enough space, that that's not something that people would treat as hatmana at all. Okay, so that's issue number one. That's the way we have the dinim of hatmana. There are other things that sound like hatmana, but aren't hatmana. Hatmana means if I put something on top of a pot, I envelop the pot. Let's say I cover the pot. Let's say I cover the pot. I put a pot cover on it. So that's not hatmana. Even if I put a piece of tinfoil on top of a pot, and the tinfoil, let's say, comes down, that's not hatmana. The way the Rishonim say it is that if it's l'shomro min ha'achbarim, those of you who live in the heights might like start having nightmares, but l'shomro min ha'achbarim is not considered hatmana. If I want to keep my pot clean, I want to make sure that junk doesn't get into it, that's not hatmana. Okay. That seems to be the halacha. However, Rav Rimon points out that it's only mutter if your kavana is l'shomer min ha'achbarim. If I want to take a few pieces of tin foil and put it on, let's say, by the way, I have a kugel, and I'm going to put my kugel on my hot plate on Shabbos, like we spoke about yesterday. Right? Let's say you want to be machmir, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and you put an inverted pan on top of your non-adjustable hot plate, you put your kugel on it. Do you have to take that kugel out of the tinfoil that is wrapping the kugel? Or not? L'shomrim nachbar mismutter. But let's say, Zot Rav Rimon, I cover it with many layers of tinfoil. So b'kahai gavna, it's not considered l'shomrim min ha'achbarim. The reason why it's mutter is because my kavana is only to cover it. But if my kavana is to keep it warmer, then there's no heter. Then there's no heter. That's his cheshbon. What's interesting about inyone hatmana, more than other areas of Hilchos Shabbos, which, again, I don't have a full grasp on it, is that inyone hatmana, we judge the kavana of the person more than anything else. Right? Why is that mutter? Ultimately, I am being matman my kugel, no? But I want to keep it clean. I don't want my junk at house. It's not achbarim dafka. But I don't want the junk in the house to get into the kugel. So that's mutter. Because it's not kavanos olahatman. it's hard to figure out exactly why the kavana should matter.
Which cases should kavana be relevant?
So this case.
No, then which other areas in Shabbos?
Would it be relevant? By what?
Yeah, that's
a haksu in that. So by title haksu, the pshat is it's a hemshech of the original shehiyah, right? So that's why my kavana matters, just because it shows that I'm continuing the previous process. But where do I have a ma'isa on Shabbos that if I intend for this, it's okay? If I intend for that, it's not okay. You know, by cutting up vegetables. Right, so we say it's aser if it's doma to tchina. We're not going to say, my kavana is not to be toichei. My kavana is just la'achila. Right, most assume that it's going to be aser. The Rashba perhaps is matir in that case, but most assume it's going to be aser. I'm just not convinced that this svara is like so airtight, but the poskim will say it. The dinim of hatmana, as we mentioned, are more chamor than the dinim of shehiyah. Even though shehiyah is a gezer shema yichat begacholim, and hatmana is also shema yichat begacholim. Maybe hachazara is a tmechzik mevasho, but hatmana me'erev Shabbos, and shehiyah is for sure shema yichat begacholim. But by shehiyah me'erev Shabbos, I have kulas. If the food is mevushal kol tzarkai, or according to Ashkenazim, Meichel ben Terusai, or if I have Kidra Chaisa, the food is not cooked at all, I'm Mekal on Shehiyah. Am I Mekal on Hatmana by food which is Mavushal called Tzarkai, or Meichel ben Terusai, or Kidra Chaisa? So the first Taisus in the Perek, and the first ran on Chofalaf on the Beis Bedapi Arif. They quote that the Rashbam says that since the Isser of Hatman, the Isser Shehi is Ad Shema Yechat Begacholim, just like by Shehi Ad Mutter, if it's Kidra Chaisa, we're also Mekol by Hatmana. But Rabbi Nutam, the Ri Hazakin, don't agree with him. If this would be the case, they say, right? If this would be the case, so then someone would say the din. Now it happens that the someone who says the din is Rashi. Rashi famously writes at the beginning of Parakira that all of Parakira is about Inyanei Hatmana. No? Rashi writes at the beginning of Parakira that the concern with the perek is in Yonei Hatman. And therefore, according to Rashi, the discussion of the perek, whether I hold like Chananya, I don't hold like Chananya, is also relevant for Hatmana. So Rashi and the Enoch on the Rashbam agree. But the other Enoch, the Rabbeinu Tam, says you're wrong. Do I paskin like the Rashbam or not? So Shulchan Aruch in Reish Nun Zayin, Se'if Zayin, is machmir. The mechaber is machmir. Kohechad asrin hatman afil b'kedem mevushas kol tzarko asrinon. V'chein ikar zok the Rama. V'yesh mekilin v'omrin dekosha hu chai legame on espasho kol tzarko mutar v'hatmana, just like by Shehiyah. U'bamakum shenahago lahakal pisvarazu ein limchos b'yadam, aval ein lin hakein b'sh'ar mekomos. Meaning, the Rama writes that the shita of the Mekilim, the Rashbam, is a das yechida, and therefore you should not be mekel in it. If it's a community that has such a minhag, don't scream at them. Ein lamchos biyadam. But probably ein lamchos means that the Rav should not get up and give a fire and brimstone drasha that you're all going to burn in hell. But probably the Rav should try to educate them why they should not be following the Rashbam. No? That's probably the pshat ein limchos biyadam, like go through a chinuch process. So bekitzer, we don't really hold like this Rashbam, even though it seems to me that it's not entirely a das yochid. The cheshbin, why we are more machmer by hatimana, is twofold. One, the fact that you dafka one at hat, there's more of a concern of shamiyachate. Two, some of the achrenim say the cheshbin that by hatimana, my concern might not be shamiyachate now, but my concern might be shamiyachate tomorrow. You see a Jew, an erlachayin mitabard, and you see him in his kitchen, and he's being matman, right? And it happens, his food is mevushal kol tzarko, so therefore he's not nervous about shamiyachate. But by hatmana, I'm worried that maybe someone is going to see that activity, and next week or 2 weeks from now, right, at some other point, he's going to say, oh, you see what? Maybe it's permitted. And maybe that guy isn't going to chap that the first guy was only doing it with a food that's mevushal kol tzarkai, and he might do a food that's not mevushal kol tzarkai, and he might be mechat v'gecholim. So that's why we're machmir, right? Shema could mean two things. Shema yechat v'gecholim could mean sechas, could mean right now, or, right, and if you speak Russian, or shema yechat v'gecholim could mean morgen, could mean tomorrow. So that's already, that's another cheshbon. There's another issue of hatmana that comes up at the beginning of Perakira. We mentioned that Rashi learns Perakira, that it's about hatmana. The shaila is, how come we disagree with Rashi? How come we, being the rest of Judaism, assumes that Perakira is not about hatmana, right? The case is a kira that is on, let's say, gefa. You have kira that's filled with gefas and eitzim, right? How come that's not hatmana? So the Rabbeinu Chananel writes that the reason why it's not hatmana is because the kira, the pot in the kira, is on top of a tripod, meaning the bottom of the pot is not directly touching the gecholim. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel says. Rabbeinu Chananel gives a hechatimtza. The hechatimtza is that the bottom of the pot is not touching the gecholim. The other Rishonim say it's not hatmana because the pot is not enveloped entirely. It's not completely wrapped up. This is a big shaila in Rishonim and in Poskim, whether hatmana b'miksas is shema hatmana. Hatmana b'miksas means the entire pot is not covered, but the bottom of the pot is covered. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, I'm only makel when the pot is on a tripod. If the bottom of the pot is touching the gecholim, that's called hatmana, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel. That's called hatmana. The issue of whether we pass like this Rabbeinu Chananel or not is found at the beginning of the Dinim of Shehiyah, way back when, and in Judaism, Simen Reish Nun Gimel. In Reish Nun Gimel Seif Aleph, we talk about the Dinim of Shehiyah. So the Mechaber writes over there, Mechaber writes that we're only talking about a case that the pot is on a tripod. The Mechaber writes that if the pot is not on a tripod, that is going to be Osir al Tatmana. The Koza be'inyan Sheshoha Hakadera. Because of the Indian shakadiri yosheves al kisei shal barzel or gabe avonim, the inen ogas begecholim avohatmana gabe gecholim, the divrei akol aser. That's Reish Nun Gimel Seif Aleph in the Mechaber. Rama haga v'yesh omim in hakadira omenas al gabe eish mamish, kos manshi megula lemaila lo mikrei hatmana. The Rama writes that if it's megula lemaila, it's not called hatmana. This is a big shaila of hatmana b'miksas. Now, it's interesting to note a few things. There are Rishonim who say that Hatumana b'miksas is only on coals. You see, if I have my pot on top of a flat piece of metal, I'm not going to bend that piece of metal up to envelop the pot, no? You have to be mamish, a strong Jew. They say that when Rav Gustman was in yeshiva in Europe, so they worked on being strong. So the fellows used to bend metal bars, like during Bein Hastorim. That was like their thing. And this helped Rav Gustman, his physical strength helped him when he was fleeing from the Nazis, no? Rav Gustman was the youngest dayan in the Beis Din of Reb Chaim Weizer. He was 19. You should read the biography of Rav Gustman. It's tremendous. He was 19 years old. He was a dayan in the Beis Din of Reb Chaim Weizer. To be on the Beis Din of Reb Chaim Weizer, that meant you had to be a Rav of a community around Vilna. He was the Rav of Schnippeshock. And during the Holocaust, he saved himself a few times based on his physical strength. Because during Bein HaStarim, the guys went to the gym. Rav Tendler Zichron Levracha used to give us Musar in Yeshiva. You have to go to the gym and work out. I myself, I go swimming all the time. No one else is there. I could go in the nude. No one would notice. Yeah. That's what he used to say. But like that was his Musar. His Musar was that you should work out. Okay, but I have no idea how I got here. I got here like this, because the pashtus of hatmana is if I have the bottom of a pot. Rabbeinu Chananu says hatmana b'miksas is usher, means the bottom of the pot is in coals. Theoretically, you could have the coals over the entire pot. If you have a piece of metal, and the pot's on the piece of metal, you're not going to bend the metal to envelop the pot, right? You're not going to be that strong, like Rav Gustin's apprentice of was. So again, Solomaisa Mechaber is Machmir and Hatmana b'miksas. Ramah is Mekwa and Hatmana b'miksas. The Chazon Ish writes that since the majority of Rishonim agree with this Rabbeinu Chananel, which ending up in the Mechaber, so therefore Hatmana b'miksas is usher according to the Hatmana b'miksas is usher according to the Chazon Ish. Now, this issue became a big deal years ago. There's something called a crock pot. So right before Reb Shlomo Zalman was nifter, so people came to him and they said, maybe these crock pots are usher al tzatmana. Now, when I'm talking about a crock pot, I'm talking about like the earthenware pot that is inserted into a metal canister, as it were. So the taina, maybe this is called hatmana. Now, if I'm a mechaber yid, this is zichar hatmana, no? Because hatmana b'miksas is hatmana. If I'm a ramoju, so you have to figure out, is this considered hatmana b'miksas? Right? In the crock pot, you have a tiny bit of the pot that protrudes above the metal canister. Is that still called hatmana b'miksas? So this is a stira in the Mishnah Berurahs. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Nun Gimel sounds like it's considered hatmana in Reish Nun Zayin. And in Reish Nun Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Nun Zayin Sifkotin Memches. The Mishnah Berurah says over there that hatmana has to be that it's covered entirely. If a little bit is not covered, that's not hatmana. In Reish Nun Ches, Se'if Beis, he says otherwise. He says that to be hatmana, it has to be the whole thing is mutman. Again, says a stira. In one place, the Mishnah Berurah writes that as long as some of it is uncovered, it's not hatmana. In another place, he writes that as long as rove of it is covered, it is hatmana. This stira exists in the Chaya Adam also. So in the Krakpat discussion, in the back of the Sefer Archos Shabbos, he has a whole bunch of people who, like, there's a few issues that, like, he weighed in on, like contact lenses on Shabbos, no? Whether washing the contact lenses is considered a melacha malabain. That's like a big issue in the back of the Archos Shabbos. This issue, the Krakpat's a big issue also. So this deer in the Mishnah Berurahs. So he writes in one place that maybe there's a difference between Hatmana by Maisef Hevel and Maimed Hevel. Meaning, in a situation that it's not full-fledged Maisef Hevel, if you have a case that it is a bottom with a top, like we spoke about Machlokas Ramban and Rashba Rabbi Nuyayna, so maybe over there to be Osar has to be Hatmana Bakulo. But maybe if it's a Dover that for sure is Maisef Hevel, so then Hatmana Berubo is a problem. That's what Rav Rubin, who wrote the Archos Shabbos, one of the two authors of the Archos Shabbos, that's what Rav Rubin suggested. Then he quotes that Rav Vosner wrote a tshuva about the Krakpats. And Rav Vosner writes in his Lashon, is Ein Lahar Ishal Ze'olamos. Don't make such a big deal about it. Because maybe in Reishon and Ches, they're talking about Hatmana in Mayim. But in Reish Nun Zayin, it's Hatmana and something else. In Reish Nun Ches, the case is that Aser, the Mishnah Berurah says, Aser Leikach Keli, Ubatocha Mashkat Sonin, Belitrovoso Lekli Male Mayim Chamim. Because that's going to be Derech Hatmana. Heman Shekula Mutman Betocha. It could be that the Mishnah Berurah asers Hatmana in liquid only when it's Hatmana Bekulo. But Hatmana in a solid, perhaps, is not going to be, or Hatmana in a solid will be Usr even if it's only Hatmana Berubai. This distinction between Hatmana in liquids and not is well known from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish tainas that Hatmana in a liquid is not considered Hatmana at all. The Mishnah Berurah would say, I can't heat up a baby bottle, right? We spoke earlier in the Shiurim about possibly heating a baby bottle with Iri. However, Shlomo Zalman is Meko, Rabbi Willig wanted to be Machmir. Another way to heat up a baby bottle might be you take water, cliche-y water, you stick the baby bottle inside. Some aser, Hatmana. Whoa, so first of all, is that Hatmana? According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's not Hatmana unless it's Hatmana Bekulai in this case. Right? Usually the baby bottle is going to bob up and down. According to the Chazon Ish, it's not Hatmana because it's Hatmana Namashka. If I would take the baby bottle mamish, stick it inside the liquid entirely, so then the Mishnah Berurah would say that is Hatmana. There's a type of cooking out there called sous vide. Anyone know what sous vide is? It's supposed to be geschmack, no? You like keep the food at like an exact temperature, like 140 Fahrenheit overnight. The food is encased in a plastic casing. It's basically mutman, no? So is sous vide going to be an iser of hatmana? It's hatmana in a mashke. According to the Chazon Ish, l'cha'ayra, there's no problem. According to the Mishnah Berurah, Pashtus, there is a problem. Rabbi Ari Zetz, who teaches here in Yeshiva, and he's like a Rav in Tinek, so he sent the Shaila to Rabbi Asher Weiss. So initially, Rabbi Asher Weiss was Machmir on the Suvids. Later on, Rabbi Asher Weiss has a second Shuva where he's Mekon on the Suvids. What's the Cheshman to be Mekon? So Cheshman to be Mekon is as follows. The minig of Yisrael Kedoshim is that you have kishka in your chalent on Shabbos. No? And the kishka is usually wrapped in tinfoil. Why is that not a din of hatmana? So it's a good shaila, no? So some of the achrenim say that if you're cooking the things at the same time, that's not hatmana. The bishul on the cholent and the Bishol on the Kishka is happening at the same time. That's not Hatmana. What's the Cheshbon? The Cheshbon is that's not Kavanosei Lahatmin, it's Kavanosei Lavashel, not Lahatmin. Again, these are the Svaras like I mentioned a few minutes ago. I don't understand it. Others say that Hatmana is when the Kavona is Lahatmin. When I put my kishke in the tinfoil, my kavona is shelo yisporir. I want to make sure that my kishke doesn't, right, that all the kishkes don't fall out. I want to make sure that it doesn't, like, break apart. So that's already an interesting question. Again, the kavona matters by hatmona. The poskim are meiko on the kishke. Reb Asher Weiss, in his second tshuva, felt that based on the cheshbin, that it's kavanosei lavashel, not kavanosei lahatmin, the first cheshbin to be meiko on the kishka, you could be meiko on the suvid also. There's a thing called a naval pastrami. A naval pastrami also cooks in like a plastic bag, that is encased in the thing of water. Chazanah should be mekel. Mishne Berurah L'Chaira would be machmir. The only thing is, I called the butcher in pomegranate. Any of you know pomegranate? Pomegranate is mamish the Kodesh Kadoshim of from stores, pomegranate in Brooklyn. So I called the butcher in pomegranate. I say, what would happen if I cook my naval pastrami not in the plastic bag? So they told me, yis porer. They said, it'll break apart. Ah, so that's like a kishka, right? Those both spheres by kishka apply to the naval pastrami, apply to the naval pastrami as well. The basic cheshbin of hatmana is like what we discussed. We spoke about the cases of sous vide, and we spoke about the cases of the kishka. I was machmir years ago. Tell me what you think of this. Some people like putting eggs in their cholent. So I thought that maybe there are two ways of doing my egg in the cholent. I could hard boil the egg on Erev Shabbos, then take the shell off and put it in the cholent. Alternatively, what I could do is I could put the egg in the cholent and let it boil when it's in the shell. Maybe we spoke about Rav Shlomo Zalman's kula, about if the egg is in the shell, maybe you could even run cold water on top of the eggshell to cool it down. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. I'm not sure I fully understand it, but that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. But I thought that there's a reason to be machmir on the egg in the cholent when it's inside the shell, out hatmana. No? Atatmana. Again, if I hold of the cheshbin of that's derech bishol, so then it would be mutter. If that svar by kishka would apply, then it's mutter. But if the svar by kishka is shelo yisporer, so then unlike kishka, that is an issue of it will be misporer, or my naval pastrami, it will be misporer, I don't think I could say that svar by my egg. Because the egg won't be misporer in the sense of just boil your egg ahead of time and it won't be misporer. And there's no difference between the way it tastes. Some say that the cheshbin, why the cholent with the kishka's mutter is a third cheshbin. They say that the idea is that you want the flavor of the cholent to permeate the kishka and the flavor of the kishka to permeate the cholent. Now that makes sense if I'm cooking my kishka in like the plastic, like the porous kishka cover, no? They say that this stuff is not carcinogenic. But the point is, that svara I could hear. I don't think that svara applies to tinfoil. I don't think the tam goes back and forth. By the egg, the tam will go back and forth. Even if it's inside the eggshell, you'll take the egg out of the cholent and you'll taste the cholent flavor in the egg. It's going to taste different than just an egg that's boiled in hot water. Okay, Chevra. So these are some of my comments on the Inyanim of Hatmana. It's been a pleasure learning with you. If anyone has further shilas, you can send me a WhatsApp. You can send me an email. You're not going to find me on Twitter anymore. But Adkan. Okay, guys, have a great day.
Sure, thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay. What's this? Yeah.